My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a report out there concerning Terrell Bernard's injury. Can you update the significance of his pectoral injury and perhaps provide a timeline for his return?
Yeah, Alex. Unfortunately, he's going to be out multiple weeks. We're talking about, you know, whether or not it's an IR conducive type of situation or not. So I know we're aware of the report. I'm aware of the report. And we still got some, you know, internal conversations that we have to have yet to determine if it's going to end up in IR or not.
How about Taron Johnson? He was not placed on IR leading into the game on Thursday. Is there any update on maybe a timeline for his return?
Right. So it's a, we're hoping it's a good thing that it's, that he's not, you know, that we deemed it not necessary to put him on IR. It is important though, to continue to take it one day and one week at a time, just because the injury is still new. And but our hope is it's actually, will be prior to that 4 weeks, you know, that would normally garner the IR designation there. So we'll just take it one day at a time.
And I know you were asked about it last night. Could you once again touch on Jamarcus Ingram's performance? The UB guys really performing for you this season, and maybe touch on that as well. And what has led you to bring in so many UB guys and your perspective on their rise this season?
Yeah, again, really cool. You know, it's not often that you're able to get some local guys, right? And so we're fortunate that we have UB and Coach Lembo and what he's doing over there. And, you know, the way that it's really come to fruition, quite honestly, I think, is our rookie tryout day, right? So you're able to, our local pro day, I should say, it starts really with that when, you know, as the proximity to an NFL facility, we're able to get those players over here and take a look at, you know, guys that may not normally get a look. And so, you know, that's how we were able to, you know, discover Jay Mark and Joe, and then they get then invited to the rookie tryout camp. And they, and they do their thing. And so they both stood out, and then the process really started from there. J Mark now in year three, I believe it is, and Joe in year one. So, but again, the DNA of those two, albeit we've only been around Joe for a shorter amount of time, but he seems to have the same or similar DNA to J Mark. And hey, just, you know, I'm just trying to do my job. I'm trying to grow and get better every day. And, making it about himself or themselves, and just focused on improving every day and willing to work and willing to put in the time. So it's refreshing. It's great to see it. I'm extremely happy for both of those guys.
Can you speak to the efficiency of that win?
Yeah, I thought our team really went down there, was focused on themselves in terms of, yes, respecting the opponent for sure, really good opponent, yet also really focusing in on the things we could control and improving our game. And that was led by Josh and his leadership, of course. And I thought all three phases really factored into the win and played really just good, sound physical football. And so those are things we can look to build on as we move forward here.
Yeah, that was my next, that's just my follow-up. How encouraging is that to see that in week two?
Well, it is encouraging and important. And again, it goes back to the leadership on our football team. And then guys doing it by example, right? Getting off to a good start with that. I thought the defense was extremely physical. Our run game was extremely physical. Our wide receivers are blocking. We're starting to understand and get into good pad level positions, which is, again, fundamentally what you're trying to build early in the year. We are. With more room for improvement moving forward, of course. It's just so important to groove those key essentials to being a good, strong, fundamentally sound football team early on.
I want to ask you, right after the press conference, you said you had to go take a shower and go to work. And I also noticed that the players immediately began their recovery process. How important is that on a short week?
Well, that's huge. Our training staff, our sports science staff, strength and conditioning had a great plan, being proactive and working ahead and laying out the vision for, you know, the minute after the Arizona game, that what those next hours, I would call it, were to look like. And then the schedule we put together to keep the players as fresh as possible. I thought that was on display last night, and the players and the coaches did the rest, really.
I wanted to ask you too, real quick, Coach, has there been any discussion on the updating of the lights in Highmark Stadium? They still are the old fashioned lights that emit a lot of glare. And as I've traveled around the country, I've noticed that they have the lights that cut down on the glare. And I know if you get a pass, if you remember that pass that I thought was Josh Allen's best pass that I've ever seen him throw last year in the playoff game, I thought it got caught up in the lights with a receiver running full speed. Has there been any discussion about that?
No, I mean, I would appreciate it maybe because the glare off the top of my head might go down a little bit, right? No, I'm not aware. The people in charge of that, I'm sure they're on top of it and doing what they can to make it as good as possible. So, I'll just leave it at that.
I know you were asked a little bit about Jamarcus earlier, but I wanted to know just how encouraging is it and how impressive is it on his end to be able to carry over. You know, he was somebody who flashed in training camp, and now he's making a play at the end of the Cardinals game and then having such a big night yesterday. I mean, what has his development been like the last couple months? It seems like he's really kind of ascended.
He has, and again, it's to develop. It really starts with oneself. You've got to be willing to put in the time. You've got to be willing to have the discipline to remain consistent with that time and those habits. And he has done that. He has displayed that. From day one, I know he had a great off season when he was away from us, and he had a good plan that he executed, and I think that's helped as well. And then confidence that comes from having some success, right? Confidence that comes from just some of those small wins, and that goes a long way. We're talking about pro ball players, I know, but they're human, and confidence is important. And sometimes, little increases in confidence go a long way.
For Terrell and Matt to not be out there, you end up having Dorian and Baylen play a significant amount of snaps yesterday. Just overall, how do you think that they did?
I thought they played really physical. I thought our whole defense played really physical as well. And again, important for us as we develop our brand of football early in the year here, defensively, but also as a team, offensively and special teams. So both of those two, I think, were really involved in, I felt like really involved in both the run and the pass game and helping lead our defense. You know, I thought the front, our defensive front, along with those two linebackers and Cam were very physical and very active all night.
Care to talk about locking in the five P's, right? How key was those five P's, the way you guys locked in against the top divisional opponent in such a short week time?
Give me the five P's. I haven't been in your huddle, so give me the five P's.
Come on, coach. You don't know the five P's. You might owe me one push-up for that one. Five P's are proper preparation prevents poor performance, right? You know.
Preparation's everything. It's got to start with preparation. That's where one gets their confidence from, or a lot of it, right? So it's a great feeling when you're standing there getting ready to kick it off when you know you've put the time in, as opposed to the other way around when, you know, that little birdie on your shoulder saying, hey, you know, I didn't prepare. I didn't do everything that I should have done in the days and minutes leading up to a game. So a lot of value in that preparation and that confidence that comes from it.
How impressed were you by all three coordinators' play calling out there?
Yeah, strong night for the coaching staff. Again, on a short week. And those guys, you know, a lot of people don't see that. We're in the hotel, and I know all three of those guys were still grinding the film on their own in the meeting rooms in the dark hours of the night and early hours of the morning to get themselves ready to go, to put the players in a good position. And I thought they did that.
What teaching points do you really take from this victory, and what would you like to see more of?
I think, you know, there's a lot we can take from it. There's a lot we need to work on yet. The season is still early. I think we have to continue to find players to step up, and with the injuries that we have incurred to this point, that has to continue. And then when those players are put into roles that, you know, the players that were primary backups are put into starting roles, who then takes their spot as primary special teams players, right? So there's a domino effect to that. So we have to continue to churn that and get that preparation and that understanding of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to get it done.
Hearing you talk about Jamarcus earlier and the process early on for some of, you know, the tryout players, undrafted players, over time, you really get to understand their habits and their work ethic and all that. But in that short window, like a tryout or a short summer or spring, what do you see from players that stands out to get you to give them that opportunity?
Yeah, in those moments, I think just through a coach's lens, you're looking for football attributes, right? You're looking for football instincts. It's easier when you see great speed or great talent. I would say, though, usually a player is in a camp like that because of their football ability. And when I'm saying ability, I'm talking about football ability. There's a lot of players every year, I believe, that get overlooked because they don't have the blazing fast 40, or they're not high weight speed recruits, if you will. And I think that's one of the biggest, missteps of a lot of teams, is And I feel bad for a lot of those kids out there, that those young men that are football players but get overlooked because they don't have the fastest 40, or they're not the tallest, or jump the highest. I mean, there's a lot of good football players out there, and there's a lot of guys that don't ever even get a chance to go to a tryout camp because they don't have those numbers. And that's, to me, that's a shame, because there's a lot of good football players that then don't get a chance to play football ever again, all because of their height, weight, and speed.
I know the big talking point this offseason is as you reshape the roster, has been around everybody eats a team first mentality. But when you look in this locker room for the first 2 weeks, what you learned over the course of the summer, would you say that this group is, I don't know, as bought into that team first mentality as any group that you've had? Not to downplay any groups of the past, but it just seems like walking through the locker room yesterday, almost every player I talked to, about 15, was talking about just this team first mentality and like playing for their teammates.
That's huge. You don't take it for granted. We have to sustain that as well, right? And I'm extremely appreciative of the guys and their mindset. And I really believe that starts at the top with Josh. Very unselfish in his approach. You know, you see, I love watching Josh celebrate when his teammates do great things. Watching the film of our offense, James, you know, goes off tackle there and is about to score a touchdown. And you see Josh in the background with his hands up, raised, you know, just extremely happy for James and the offensive line and the wide receivers that are blocking. And same thing when the defense makes a great play. First person usually to celebrate, you see on the sideline, when you watch the reaction of the sideline, is Josh Allen. Special teams are different. So when you're top guy, when your best player embodies that, it just has a tremendous amount of influence across the team.
Hey, Sean, I wanted to ask you specifically about Baylen and what you saw when you watched it back from his performance last night. And when he came in, obviously someone who's dealt with a lot of injuries, but then to come in like that, how did he perform overall?
Yeah, he performed well, very well, Elena. Couldn't have asked for anything more. I'm not sure how many reps he got during the week, and that's kind of the life of a backup player, primary backup for us in this case. And but again, football player, right? And the game makes sense to him. Instincts, physical, and loves to play, right? I mean, loves to compete. And so extremely happy with the way he played.
Do you anticipate him kind of staying in that role going forward with Terrell missing time?
Yeah, I mean, I would anticipate that. I have not met with the defensive staff and total transparency with you here this morning, this afternoon, I guess. So, but that conversation will take place. I don't see why it would not be the case moving forward, but that's where we're at right now.
And then I know we talked about it some last night, but this linebacker room, like this offseason, already dealt with a lot of injuries, and then to now have Matt and Terrell and like all these guys going down, but like still performing at this level when whoever comes in, like what does it say about this room and, you know, the guys that you have in there from a depth perspective?
Well, they take ownership of it. They take responsibility for it, and they take pride in it at the same time. So, man, if I'm Joe, or if I'm Eddie, or if I'm, you know, the next player, I mean, it just, to me, it's a great example for those players that are, you know, further down on the depth chart. Hey, man, that could be me. So I got to make sure I'm ready to go, and I can't wait for my opportunity. When I get it, I'm going to strike just like those guys have.
One last thing for me. I'm just curious, the start this offensive line has had, like what has been your overall takeaways for how they've performed through two games so far?
Yeah. You know, I know we've got four of the five back from a year ago, and David's moved into that this year. And although I kind of considered him a starter last season, quite honestly, and you know, I think that they're working well together as we've gotten this young season going. And you know, some things came up last night that I know that they want back and want to work on as they head into a week of practice against Jacksonville.
It seemed like your defense was in the right position a lot last night after maybe the first couple of drives. Is that in-game adjustments? Is that just a matter of settling in?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of it's settling in. I thought Bobby and the defensive staff did a great job on the sideline with the adjustments in between series, if you will, and then again at halftime. When you go against an offense like that, they're so fast, it's unique. And so there is an adjustment just from a human physical standpoint, Nick. And so I think that's a lot of what you saw last night. And then the physicality took over from there.
Do you think that that's kind of what led to Baylen kind of getting into his groove? He's a pretty instinctual player, but, you know, when you get thrown right in there, it's probably hard to play as fast as you want to right away.
Yeah, the speed's different. You know, the processing of that is a little bit different. But again, really pleased with how Baylen handled it. And really, he went in there and did his job. He kept the game simple, executed his assignments, and you felt the kind of the repercussions of that. So it was good to watch and fun to see.
And then lastly, how have you seen Josh progress at the line of scrimmage over the years? I think it's second week in a row he kind of made a check or saw something, and it ended up being a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, it starts with his preparation. Two really good, consistent, albeit a short week in this past week. Two really good weeks of preparation. Josh understanding the necessary parts of the defense that he's going to go against and how that defense may change in different areas of the field. And then I think a play that doesn't probably get talked about that is really important is, I believe it was first drive. I think it was a bootleg, you know, play action there and didn't have what he wanted and he threw the ball away. And so we lived to see another down, which led us, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, to that touchdown play. So, you know, that'll get lost in the kind of the minutiae, if you will, of the game. But that's a huge play by a quarterback making a great decision there.
With the linebacker position, one thing I noticed already, there were only 200-300-yard passers this past Sunday. And you're seeing more and more teams going to the running game. Do you see the position of the Mike, the middle linebacker, going back to taller guys, to bigger guys in that position due to now you see more and more teams focusing on the run?
You know, that's a great question, George. I'm not sure. We'll have to see, you know, how the game continues to evolve. It seems to be cyclical, right? You know,
yes.
Like maybe it's starting to go back a little bit to some of the run game. And I think part of it is, there's so many teams playing split safety defense, trying to take away big plays and manage that end of the game that maybe some people are now leaning a little bit more towards the run again.
My last question for you is Dwayne Carter and Austin Johnson on the defensive line. How would you deter their play from last night?
Well, I was impressed that they handled the reps that they had, you know, at their fingertips there. We played 80 plays roughly on defense. So their involvement in the D-line rotation was important for us because of the heat as well. So that was all important. I think they're both growing in our scheme. And I thought Austin was rather active last night and Dwayne did some good things as well. So we'll continue to work and their development's going to be huge for us.
And last but not least, Casey Tuhill. You know, I've been trying to watch this guy, and he seems very good against the edge. He's not making the tackles, but it looked like he's making plays that's assisting on the defense. He's a guy that you don't really notice on the tackles, but last night, seemed like he held the edge very well. Your comments on his play?
Yeah, I would agree. Casey's been a great addition. Tough, smart, team first guy, plays special teams. You know, he's one of those guys that makes a big difference, right? Even though some people may say his role is a small one, that's pretty, I think, pretty cool when a guy who has that type of role makes a big difference. And he did last night playing physical. You know, there were some edge runs that he was stringing out and playing really physical at the point of attack and gives tremendous effort. So, we love having him here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.